Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, has evoked Article 72(8) of the Constitution of Zambia and will write to the Electoral Commission of Zambia to declare the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant following the continued absence of Area Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu. Delivering her ruling, Ms. Moti said Ms. Lungu had been directed to present herself before the House at the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly, an instruction she had failed to comply with to death. She informed the House that the 14-day period from the opening of the fifth session lapsed on the 25th of September 2025, yet Ms. Lungu has still not presented herself before Parliament. Ms. Moti has further disclosed that Ms. Lungu had written to the office of the Speaker requesting an extension of her leave of absence and permission to attend parliamentary proceedings virtually.
In view of the foregoing, I will put the question for the resolution of the House to invoke Article 72(8) of the Constitution. I now put the question. The question is that my office should invoke Article 72(8) of the Constitution of Zambia at Chapter 1 of the Laws of Zambia by informing the Electoral Commission of Zambia the occurrence of a vacancy in the Chawama parliamentary seat. As many as are of that opinion say aye. Of the contrary say no. I think the ayes have it.
Meanwhile, governance expert Gilbert Chizenga has expressed concern over the continued lack of parliamentary representation in Chawama constituency, warning that the situation is negatively affecting community development.
We are a representative democracy, and we are represented by the people that we elect from our constituencies to go and represent us and speak for us in parliament. Now, to have a constituent that is there without a parliamentary representation, meaning a lot of developmental undertakings are going to stall because there's no one that is actually lobbying and speaking on behalf of the constituents that elected you to go and represent them. So the absence of Honorable Tasila Lungu in Chawama constituency is something that is worrying in a democracy.
Kasama Archbishop Ignatius Chama has urged that the dialogue between the Oasis Forum and President Hakainde Hichilema be guided by the aspirations of all Zambians. Speaking at the Oasis Forum prayer rally on Bill 7 held at the Cathedral of the Child Jesus, Archbishop Chama has emphasized that the laws should reflect the will of the people rather than being imposed externally. He has called on Zambians to pray for a successful outcome of the dialogue on the country's constitutional amendments and encourage citizens to foster peace instead of division.
After Oasis Forum accepted the offer of dialogue with the head of state, decided first to listen to God by holding this prayer gathering in which we are all being invited as a nation and as individuals to do justice, to love goodness, and to walk humbly with our God. Let it be our national prayer that a dialogue which will take place in the afternoon will be inspired by the desire of every Zambian. Dear all Zambians, wherever you are, take a moment and pray for the success of the outcome of the dialogue meeting between the head of state and the Oasis Forum.
Meanwhile, Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe has stressed that politics should not dictate constitutional matters, noting that the constitution belongs to all Zambians.
At the end of the day, this document, the way we will craft it, posterity will judge us harshly, or people will praise us that we were here and we have given the people of Zambia a document that is worth giving to them. Our prayer, our hope is that peace and justice must remain our resolve and must remain our desire.
This morning, the Oasis Forum led members of the public and opposition leaders at the Cathedral of the Child Jesus in a prayer rally on Bill 7 ahead of this afternoon's dialogue between the President Hakainde Hichilema. President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized that efforts to deepen the relationship between Zambia and Finland should intentionally focus on collaboration to maintain global peace and stability. Speaking during a courtesy call from the Finnish Parliament Committee at State House this morning, President Hichilema said peace and stability are essential prerequisites for advancing the two nations' development, investment and trade agenda. The head of state said without peace and stability, neither nation can drive a socio-economic development effectively.
We got our independence in 1964, 1968, 4 years later, Zambia and Finland formally entered into this partnership. And it's gone on with successive leaders in Finland, successive leaders in Zambia. The relationship has continued because it's a relationship between the people of Finland and the people of Zambia. We leaders who come through simply provide the connection that is needed. So our two peoples remain united, friendly, share values, common values in a number of areas. You touched on some of them.
Canfed Zambia says the free education policy has enabled the organization to more than double the number of learners it supports annually, from 20,000 girls to 46,191 school learners and 1,460 tertiary students in 2025. Organization Executive Director Nalinda Malupande says the surge in beneficiaries demonstrates how national reforms are helping to strengthen educational opportunities for marginalized girls, particularly those in rural areas. Speaking to the opening of a Comfort Media Training Workshop, Ms. Malupande has explained that removing school fees has significantly reduced the unit cost per learner, allowing Comfort to channel more resources towards girls who still require essential items such as uniforms and reading supplies.
Uniform, everything that a girl needs to go to school. But with the reduction or the dropping of the cookies, that component is able to support additional children. In the past, we support like maybe 20,000 girls in a year, but this year alone we are supporting 46,194. So that just goes to demonstrate the impact of the free education policy, in that we are able to support more children, and especially those in boarding schools. That's still required to keep some food.
And Ministry of Education Public Relations Officer Jeff Banda has commended Comfort Zambia for championing girls' education and supporting government efforts to expand access to education for disadvantaged children across the country.
The Ministry of Education collaborates with Comfort Zambia by integrating programs into the national education system, supporting marginalized girls and expanding access to tertiary education. The Ministry of Education publicly commends Comfort and other organizations that have partnered with the Ministry to ensure that no girl child is left behind.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Information and Media Director for Press and Media Development, Mumanga Mayende, has reminded the media of its crucial role in promoting girls' education by amplifying untold community stories and holding stakeholders accountable to their commitments.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says it has recorded an increase in the number of investors expressing interest in Zambia's energy sector, a development attributed to accurate and consistent reporting by the local media. Speaking during the Copperbelt Energy Corporation Media Awards last night, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote commended journalists for their role in shaping public understanding and boosting investor confidence. He said the ministry has observed that credible and factual reporting by Zambian media is helping attract more investment opportunities.
And they are coming and going, voting. People are still there because of what they are doing, because they are important quality. So you play a very important role. That's why I'm in agreement that now media has to be there. I'm for this. Because these people reporting correctly, we are having so many data coming on daily basis for our own information. We are reading the statements that are being classified today, Saturday, in Sunday. We are waiting Saturday, Sunday to meet the demand of the investors that are coming to participate in the energy.
And CEC Chief Executive Officer Owen Silavray said awards were introduced to honor media practitioners who contribute to national development by highlighting energy-related issues.
We recognize that the media is not merely